So let's review. We'll begin with Rashi's summary of the Machlekes of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosi. According to Rabbi Kiva, Sheini B'chulin is derived from V'chol Kli Cheres HaShe'ipo Mehem Al Toichoi, Kol HaShe B'toichoi Yidma. The Sheretz, in Avatama, makes the Kli Cheres a Rishon, which makes the food a Sheini. Shlishi B'chulin is derived from Yitma Yitame. Shlishi B'truma and Shlishi B'kodesh are obviously included, no Kavol Chaimer needed. Revi B'kodesh is derived from V'habasa HaShe'iga B'chol Tame Lo Yoichel. Bisar Kodesh, which touches any Tame, even a Shlishi may not be eaten, hence a Revi. According to Rabbi Yosi, Sheini B'chulin is derived from Kol HaShe B'toichoi Yitma, as it is according to Rabbi Kiva. However, according to Rabbi Yosi, there is no Shlishi B'chulin, because he does not darshan Yitma Yitame. Therefore, Shlishi B'truma must be derived from a Kavol Chaimer. Shlishi B'kodesh is derived from V'habasa HaShe'iga B'chol Tame Lo Yoichel, because according to Rabbi Yosi, B'chol Tame is referring to a Sheini. Revi B'kodesh is derived from a Kavol Chaimer. Now, according to Rabbi Kiva, the scenario of Revi B'kodesh is simple. Sheretz, an avatoma, Kli Arishain, Oichel Asheni, Mashkin Ashlishi, Oichel Revi, all Deraisa, because Rabbi Kiva holds Tumas Mashkin the Tamachem Deraisa, and we also avoid the issue of Ein Oichel Matame Oichel. However, according to Rabbi Yosi, several issues need to be addressed. First, how did the Mashkin, a Shlishi, make the Eichel a Revi, according to Rabbi Yosi, who holds Tumas Mashkin, L'tamechem drabanan, says Rashi. Literally, Dal karchach l'mishkachas la'el medrabanan. Revi b'kodesh indeed can only occur medrabanan. Second, we derived Shlishi b'kodesh from the pasuk v'habaser. From what type of Sheni did this baser become a Shlishi, that it would be Tumim medaraisa? It cannot be Mashkin, because Rabbi Yosi holds Tumas Mashkin l'tamechem drabanan. It cannot be an oichel because ein oichel matame oichel. Therefore, we must say that indeed both the Sheni and the Shlishi were an oichel, and Rabbi Yosi holds Tuma oisek hayetzaba bekachim. In kachim, we can have an oichel matame oichel. Third, since Rabbi Yosi does not dash in yitme yitame, from where do we derive oichel matame acher midaraisa? We must say from the pasuk v'chiyutan mayim al zera v'nafam and nevlasam alav tamehu, from which the Gemara and the Yidalim and Alf taught, Hu tame vein oise kayetzebe tame, from which we can infer that it is mitame acherim, which are not kayetzebe. Based on the above, we can understand that which Rabbah said. Lo Rabbi Yosi savik Rabbi Kiva, v'lo Rabbi Kiva savik Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi cannot hold like Rabbi Kiva that sheini shayse shlishi b'chulin, since Rabbi Yosi teaches that we derive shlishi b'truma and revi b'kodesh from a kavol chaimer. If there were shlishi b'chulin, each respective Kavol Chaimer should teach that there is a Revi B'truma and Chamish B'Kodesh. For the same reason, Rabbi Kiva cannot hold like Rabbi Yosi that we use the Kavol Chaimer. Rather, Rabbi Kiva holds that each Kavol Chaimer has a Pircha, a distinction which questions the reasoning of the Kavol Chaimer. The Gemara cites a Mishnah that is attributed to Rabbi Kiva that clearly states that Tuma only goes up to Shlish B'Truma and Revi B'Kodesh. This Mishnah we just attributed to Rabbi Kiva also says, all foods in the Kli become Tameh when one of them contracts Tumah, even though they are not touching each other, because the Kli combines them halachically to be considered as one. This halacha applies to Kodesh only, but not to Truma. Alma kasava tzirif drabbanan. Rabbi Yechanan holds that tzirif is only midrabbanan. Upligat Rabbi Chanan da amma tzirif deraisa. Rabbi Chanan holds that it's midaraisa, derived from the pasuk kaf achas asar zav malekateris, which indicates hakas of asar kama shabakaf achas, everything in the ladle is considered to be one unit. The Gemara continues, in Masechtas Idyos we have another teaching of Rav Chanina Skana Kahana. It's not hasam amachat shenimtzis bebasar shasakin vayidayim tahiris vahabasar tame nimtzis beperish hakol tar. If a tummy needle is found in the meat of a shechted carbon, the knife used for shechita and the hands of the person who shechted are tar, but the meat is tameh. If, however, the tummy needle is found in the animal's excrement, everything is tar. Rabbi Kiva comments, Zechino she'en tumis yidayim b'mikdash. We are fortunate that the tumah d'rabban of hands becoming a sheini l'tumah does not apply in the Beis HaMikdash, thereby saving many karbanos from becoming tameh. However, when the Mishnah is saying that the knife is tahar, we should also say that ein tumis kelim b'mikdash. The Tumah D'Rabbanan on Kelim, when they come into contact with a Mashka Rishon, does not apply in the Beis HaMikdash either. The Gemara gives two answers. First, Yidayim Kodim Gezeris Kelim Shaninu. the Gezerah of Tumah on hands was made before the Gezerah of Tumah on Kalim that touch a Mashke region. Therefore, when Rabbi Akiva originally mentioned that there is no Tumas Yidayim in the Mikdash, the very concept of Tumas Kalim did not exist yet. The Gemara rejects this answer because we know that all Yod Ches Davar, the 18 Gezerahs mentioned in the beginning of Masechta Shabbos, which include both Tumas Yidayim and Tumas Kalim, were made in a single day. Rather, the knife would not have become tummy in this case, even if it were cholin, because it never touched a liquid, and it cannot become tummy from the meat or the needle, because kalim cannot become tummy from food, nor from other kalim that are rishon. Hai machad maya vidite. What tummy is it that we are assuming for this needle to say that the meat is tummy? The Gemara offers three possibilities. First, safik machad. It was a needle that we were not sure if it was tummy or tahar. The Gemara rejects this possibility because the Rabbanan were not geyser on Safik Tumah in Yerushalayim. Based on two corresponding Mishnayos, the Gemara says, Loi gazer al Safik Harekin Sheb Yerushalayim. Unidentified saliva in Yerushalayim is considered tahar, even if found in a place known to have had a Zav pass-through. Loi gazer al Safik HaKelim Sheb Yerushalayim. Unidentified Kelim in Yerushalayim are considered tahar, except those found in Derech Yerid L'Beis HaTfila, on the path leading to the mikvah, or in Gizyasa, the small alleyways in the mikveh area. Second, machat tamei meis, the needle of a person who has touched a dead body who is an avatum. The Gemara asks, if so, the knife in the hand should become tamei as well because the needle is also an avatum based on the principle of cherev harehu kachol. A metal object becomes just as tamei as the item it becomes tamei from. The Gemara answers that the azara is considered a rishus harab. And Safik Tumah Birshus Aram Sveikitar, in a public place, it is assumed to be tar. The Gemara asks, even if the Azar was considered a Rishus HaYachid, where generally, Safik Tumah Birshus HaYachid Sveikitameh, in a private place we assume it to be Tameh, in this case it should be assumed to be tar, because the needle is a Davar She'im Bidas Lishal. Since we learn the rules of Safik Tumah from the case of a Saita, they only apply if the item in doubt has intelligence like a Saita. When the item cannot respond to questions, we assume Safik Tar, even in the Rishus HaYachid. The Gemara answers, Safik Tumah haba b'de adam. If the Safik Tumah came about as a result of a person's actions, even if the item itself is inanimate, we treat it as something that is yesh b'idas l'shal, and it therefore follows the normal rules of Safik Tumah Rishus HaYachid Sveikar Tameh. Third possibility, Rabbi Yosi bar Avin explains that the cow was muzzled since entering Yerushalayim, and it must have swallowed the needle before entering Yerushalayim, where the Chachamim were geyser on Safik Kalim.